Time to talk fire. And William Bouse is here this morning from the Fire Marshal's office. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad you're in today because we actually had kind of an unusual fire situation at the jail. A lint fire, pretty much? Is that what we're talking about here?
We did. And the issue that they had was in the old jail, they had an area above the reinforced ceiling that was inaccessible, and the vent tubing had separated and collected up a bunch of lint there, and that ignited, and lint actually burns very, very well.
Yeah.
And created a lot of issue for them, smoke and so on. They were very, very lucky that it was in the old part of the jail where they're not housing any inmates right now. They're doing big renovation. They're using that laundry room during the day, but they're not housing at night. And that allowed them to not have to do a big inmate move and all the other kind of things that'd be really troublesome for
them.
But
don't they do inspections and stuff like that? How is it that it gets to that point?
Well, in that area above that reinforced ceiling, there's no access to that area. That's a sealed off.
I guess they can't have like acoustic tile drop down ceilings. That would cause some other issues, wouldn't it?
It would. They have a unique situation there that they have to deal with, and they do a really good job of that. Our office actually goes in four times a year and inspects the facilities for Sheriff Kirk, and he does a really great job of making sure that he's in compliance with the state standards and quite often above them, because they actually only require one every year inspection by us, but we do it four times a year for him.
All right, so how do we keep that from happening again? What do we do?
Well, they're going to look at that. I'm not sure what their final answer is going to be on how they're going to be able to maintain the corrected area so that they can inspect. They're also looking at possibly putting in a secondary trap so that any lint that made it out of the commercial dryers, which they're using really large dryers, not our little dryers at home, that they could have a secondary collection system with an offset so that they can make sure that all the lint stays down in the area where they can deal with it. Now, at home, it's just as important. We just don't do it on the same volume.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we are cleaning our filters and that between every load, and making sure that if we have any kind of long vent hoses, that we shorten those to the appropriate length. Don't leave a whole bunch running back and forth like a snake behind our dryers.
Sure.
Shorten it up. Keep it in a straight line. Reduce all the back pressure that would be created by these kind of changes in direction, because that actually saves you electricity too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because the back pressure makes the dryer work harder.
Right.
But that will help to prevent having a lint fire at home.
And probably go outside and look in the wall where it comes outside to make sure you don't have any collection there.
That's always a good sign. If you're seeing lint on the outside of the house, that means it's traveling through the tube, and you need to pull the tube out. You need to take that off and clean it, and then you need to look at replacing your filter or your screen that's in your device. If it's damaged, make sure that it doesn't have a hole in it that's letting that stuff through, because it really should be caught there at the screen.
William Bouse joining us from the Fire Marshal's office. So it's not a city deal, it's a county deal, but looks like we're probably going to have a burn ban in Brazos County soon.
We probably are. I know that they're looking seriously at it, because what they look at is the Keach Bynum Drought Index, short KBDI, and that number has to do with the moisture in the ground. And, of course, everything's drying up, and you're seeing that on top. But and we acknowledge that burn ban in the city. We cancel any burn permits that's going on. We don't issue any during that time. We have had some grass fires ourselves inside the city in the last few weeks. The two that we had that I went and looked at, they were caused by mechanical and carelessness, as best we can tell. One may have been some sort of cigarette or something out a vehicle window. as it appears, and the other one we had reports that it was a chain or something hanging off a vehicle that was striking the ground, striking the asphalt and setting up sparks, and we had several of them in a row down Harvey Mitchell Parkway. So I want to caution everybody again, we've got to stop the ignition sources. So check your loads more carefully. Make sure that we're not dragging anything that can make sparks on the roadway. Be more careful with your smoking stuff if you smoke. Of course, that's a health problem, so you really should stop. But
let's switch gears. It was what, July 28th? We had a fire fatality. Been a while since that's happened here. Anything you can tell us about that investigation?
Well, what I can say is it's still under investigation. We finished digging through, had an engineer from the state fire marshal's office come up and look at some of the stuff with us. We also want to give a shout-out, thank you, to College Station Police Department, who brought their X-ray unit over and X-rayed several pieces of electrical box and stuff that was in the wall. We wanted to see what the insides looked like without destroying it. They did a lot of nice work for us so we could take a really in-depth look. We're still doing some interviews, and so it's still under investigation, not determined completely at this point.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on?
I want to talk about grills.
All right. Let's talk about grills. Yeah.
Patrick started this.
Yeah,
by the way,
did.
If Patrick's listening, I think that's really cool about the new technology.
Oh, that pass-through thing? Yeah.
Yeah,
the reverse flow smokers. Yeah, reverse flow smokers. Yeah,
that is cool. But I'll just remind the people that already have a non-reverse flow pass-through that we need to make sure they're in good condition. And we're not using one that's rusting out in the bottom, drop coals on whatever surface is underneath you. Make sure that surface is not going to catch fire. Always observe it. Have somebody else observe it if you need to leave. Don't leave it unattended. Make sure it's not right next to the building. Make sure you have a extinguishment source. These are pretty simple things, and I know I've said this about 1,000 times here. And
but it still happens.
Some people are going, I'm tired of hearing it, but there's always somebody who hasn't or hasn't noticed.
Right.
So they need to hear it.
Right.
But keep your grass real short. If it's out in the yard around that area, if it's up on a wooden deck, be very careful that it can't drop down embers. We've actually fought fires on decks several times in Bryan. And just make sure somebody's there. It's really hard for it to get out of hand if somebody's watching it.
Yep. Common sense always helps.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. William Bowles here this morning from the Fire Marshal's Office.